Well, hey, everyone, we are opening up our inbox and I get to answer this week's question again. So it's kind of fun when I get to weigh in on some of these. The question is, I just recently found out that a guy at my church is interested in pursuing me. I've gotten to know him over the past year and would love to see where this might lead. However, we're both concerned about my roommate, as she made it clear over a year ago that she has feelings for this guy. I know for a fact that this guy doesn't like my roommate, but she just can't seem to get over it. I'm afraid that if anything does happen between me and this guy, it will make things awkward between me and my roommate. Any advice for how to proceed would be greatly appreciated. Yeah, okay, this is a tricky one. And first of all, I want to say that it is great that you care about your roommate and her feelings. And obviously, to have mentioned this over a year ago and to still have feelings for this guy, you know, it sounds like she is pretty invested and hopeful that something between them can turn out. And so I do feel for her. It's a hard place to be in. I've kind of been on both sides of this equation before. And so it is really tricky, and it's ground that you're going to have to navigate. But really, the bottom line is you are not responsible for your roommate's heart. And what this comes down to is it's a trust issue. You have to trust God with sharing the truth and being honest with your roommate and sharing your feelings. And she has to trust God with her heart and with her future. Because the one thing we can be secure in and we can be confident in is that God is working things out for our good. We know that from Scripture. And so for those who love God. And so both of you, it's an opportunity for you to step into a place of trust with God himself. And so I also want to say the little bit of caveat here of this guy. I think he has a little responsibility here too, in that, you know, one, he needs to just pursue you. If he wants to pursue you, he needs to be about doing that and not, I'm wondering how you found out he's interested. Hopefully he told you, but he needs to just pursue you and not put it on you to be the bearer of bad tidings necessarily. Now it may make more sense for you to just say, you know, hey, he asked me out, and then you're going to let it play out with your roommate. But I hope he's not hiding behind you to make this conversation happen, because that's not helpful for anyone. Meanwhile, so I would suggest at this point that if he's going to ask you out or he's going to pursue something, he's going to put his cards on the table and make it happen. Great. Let him do that. And then really the chips have to fall where they may. I mean, first of all, you're not married to this guy. You don't know where this relationship's going to go. You're just figuring it out too. And so this is, you're just going to, you know, go on a date or start dating or whatever. So that's totally fine. And you're totally within your rights to do that. That said, as a Christian sister, there are ways that you can do that well and really preserve the feelings of your roommate. And I would recommend that you make her a priority in your life. One thing that's super irritating and very immature is when people start dating and then they just bolt from all their other relationships. And it's like, you know, hey, you're chopped liver because now I have this boyfriend. And so see ya. Even if it is awkward with her. In fact, I would lean into the relationship because you want to show her that you value her and you value your friendship with her. And that's not going to change even though you're starting to date this guy. And so make her a priority, show her how much you value her, and show her that really this is just a matter of preference and like compatibility and clicking and whatever. And it doesn't mean that she's not worth dating or that she's not a valuable person. You know, I hope that she finds her person someday. And so you can encourage her in that direction as well. So again, just a little care for her heart, being honest. I wouldn't go around, you know, sneaking about secretly dating this guy or whatever. Both of you need to be honest that, hey, this is just where we are right now. This is how we feel. We're going to move ahead. Give her the chance to maybe be a little hurt and a little angry and vent her frustrations or whatever, because they're real. If you were in that situation, I'm sure you would feel similarly. But care for her heart, love her where she is, and encourage her along the way. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Go to boundless.org. You can search 571 and get all the info on this show and comment on it as well. And of course, we love it, especially now in a new year, when you can offer us a review. So if you go to Apple Podcast and find The Boundless Show, leave us a review, especially you new listeners who have found us within the last few months or the last year. Let us know what you think of the show, because a positive review from you shows other people where the show is and kind of gives them an idea of how it could benefit them as well. All right. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.